Are we sensitive to the congregation's need for fellowship before church begins? Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. And today I want to talk about something that's on my mind because in the Watford Church, where I am, I've been asking people for feedback on our services so that we can plan well for next year. It's December at the time of recording. I expect you're thinking about similar things. How have things gone this last 12 months? What might be good things to be thinking about to improve and develop and deepen the quality of our corporate worship for 2019? So I'm asking questions. And one of the pieces of feedback I got was not one I expected, which was that some people said they come late to church simply because they can't have good fellowship before church begins. And the reason for that is that we have one main hall in Watford. There's nowhere else to have fellowship. And we have our worship team rehearsal in that main hall. That's where the piano is. That's where all the equipment is. And so that's where we rehearse. But it's not a big hall, and it's got a nice acoustic, but it does echo around a little bit. Consequently, it's very difficult to have a conversation. And whether that's a good reason or not to not come to church on time is another matter. But the truth is, if I'm a leader of corporate worship, I've got to pay attention to these things. I mean, you can imagine what it's like, right? You've got a piano like this, or an instrument perhaps going quite loud as you're rehearsing something, and then you're trying to have a conversation with somebody, and it might be even quite sensitive matter, something difficult to talk about, or maybe you just want to have a nice little chat and you've got your children there and you've got other things going on in your mind, and then there's all this racket from the worship team, and then no wonder people feel like, why am I here? I'm not achieving anything. So it occurred to me also that if people are stressed out by all this noise, then when we actually start singing in our time of corporate worship, it's harder for them to engage because they've been disturbed and stressed out and feeling frustrated by what's been happening immediately before the service begins. Now, this may not apply to you. Perhaps you have a separate worship room. Perhaps you're in a facility, a building, which enables you to be somewhere else. We're having a difficulty with this in some of the places where I lead corporate worship, so I'm thinking about it. Now, what we tried this last Sunday, last two Sundays in Watford, was we took the piano, which was a portable one like this on wheels, and we pushed it into an adjoining classroom next to the main hall. We went in there, and we took the guitar in there, and the singers in there, and we rehearsed in there, and it was fine, and we pushed the piano back out. And that worked great, and I had some feedback this week that a couple of people really appreciated that. It helped them have a couple of good conversations. In fact, they told me they'd had really good conversations, and I think that helped the spirit when we began. Now, there are a couple of other contexts in which I often lead corporate worship. One is at Reading University for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, and another is in Lower Early for the same church. And there, I think it's a bit more tricky. But I have noticed that, you know, we do tend to rehearse right up till the time of beginning the church service, just about enough time for a devotional, a short devotional. But I think we've got to try and get it to where in Reading, for example, we start at 2:30. We've got to get it to where we finish at 2:15, our rehearsing. In Lower Early, we start the church service at 3. We've got to at least cut it back to, say, 10 to 3 when we stop, so that when people come in, they're coming into an environment of peace and calm, where they can chat before the worship begins. So I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. I need to talk to our worship teams and work that out. I'd like to know what your thoughts are. What do you do? What do you do to try and make sure that the environment for the average worshiper as they come in, whether they're a member of the church or not, is the most conducive to them feeling like this is a place where I can relax in a healthy way, I can be at peace, I can have a conversation, I can prepare myself for corporate worship. For certainly, the racket of rehearsal is not the best environment for preparing oneself for corporate worship. So I'd love to know what you're doing. Please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we do learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit, pass the link on. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'd appreciate that. And until the next time, I do hope that you have a wonderful time of rehearsal, but then of leading corporate worship as we worship our God with reverence and awe. Take care and God bless.